This is Kilo Echo 4, Echo Alpha.
Echo 4, Echo Alpha. This is N0TR. Good afternoon.
Hey, Mr. Tom. Dave here. Just playing with a mobile here in the car and trying to find out if it's even working. Do I sound okay?
It really does, Dave. Your audio could be a little bit stronger, but it's full quality.
All right, well, that's the input that I needed. I'll play with the mic gain a little bit. I'm going to be headed to Gary's this afternoon a little bit to do our final extra class this evening. So I'll be on the road for about an hour there. It's a long way to Anderson, especially in the traffic.
Got that right. That's, we're going down to Aldi's, Dave, and I hate to do that. We had to put out fertilizer this morning on the lawn, and then this afternoon we got what they call a lawn sweeper in, and it weighed 70 pounds, and we can't handle something that heavy, so we had to figure that out and haul that around in the truck back down by the basement and take it out of the box piece by piece and distribute it in the garage until we can put it together. And tomorrow, I think we got to make a chicken move. We're both give out. I didn't recognize your call there at first because you give it phonetically. I should have, but I guess I'm just tired, Dave.
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay, I just bumped the mic gain up one notch. There's one more above this. Does it sound any better now?
I leave it right there. It's excellent.
All right. Well, I trust your ears, so that's good. I think I'm all set to hit the road then. I've got to leave here in Spartanburg about 4 o'clock, and usually it takes a little less than an hour to get to Gary's, but the Highway 85 traffic is just so unpredictable. I need to be there at 6 for setup, so I usually give myself 2 hours to get down there, and then I have dinner someplace locally before going over to his place, just in case the traffic is horrible.
I was thinking when you first said Gary, KI4DOS, but you're talking about that before EEY, and I haven't seen him in Coon's age. The last time I saw him, he come by the house, and I give him 2 or 3 beam antennas to give away, and really always enjoyed Gary, I'll tell you for sure. He's a very fine gentleman, and God bless you both for what you do for amateur radio.
Well, thank you for that. It's something that we love doing, and we probably get 3 or 4 emails or texts a week about people who have passed their tests just based on our videos. We never, ever thought it would turn into what it has, but people have kind of discovered the YouTube channel, and they tell all their friends, so it's a joy. We really enjoy it. So we're just wrapping up an extra series right now, and the extra pool changes July 1st, so we're going to have to redo all of our material, but that happens every 4 years. But we can handle it. We've done it before. So you out shopping?
Into Ollie's and maybe over to Wally World. I don't know. Bernice, you have very much Walmart you want to get? She doesn't think so.
Hi, Gary.
No, it's Dave.
Hi, Dave.
That's my War Department, Bernice here. Yeah, that's what we're up to, and, YouTube is the answer to everything anymore. Even as old as I am, I use it whenever I get questions, that or Siri, and YouTube is just wonderful. It really is, and so I imagine you get queries from all over the place.
Never really tried to figure out where all of the inputs have come from, but it'd be fun to see if we can get worked all states. That'd be fun. We have had a couple of international students as well. People sometimes will take the U.S. FCC exam at an Army base or something like that. So we've had a handful of DX students as well. So, yeah, we really enjoy it. Enjoy helping people, and it's just been a wonderful experience for both of us.
Exactly where Gary lives down there, he's told me before. I think he sold the place up in the mountains. Well, I managed to work Indonesia the other night, and everything I've ever worked is on sideband or CW and at my home station. And I never even had an amplifier for 20 years. I had a TS-140 for 19 years. I got a TS-590SG right now, but my band scope, that was an external thing that N4IQ had hooked up for me while my computer went bad, and Rusty tried to help me get it going, and he couldn't. And Ariel tried to help me, and he couldn't. And I hate to ask Bill. He's way down there south of me quite a ways in Simpsonville. But, boy, I sure missed that. But I did get to Indonesia. And funny thing, Gary, I thought it was a pirate because this guy posted it twice on QRZ. Let me drop it. And then nobody else worked this guy. And I thought, well, the old laddie just work him and then worry about that. And nobody said pirate yet, but I told Bernice, we were sitting there in the basement, and she was watching TV. I said, I think this is a pirate, but I'm going to work him and just not post him. And I did. And the very next day, I got confirmation, and that was my 308th country. I was just tickled to ever get 300. And then that made me 200 on 17 meters. I used to work a lot of 17 meters, and I haven't lately. And I was really surprised to get him on 17 meters. This got to be a pirate. And it wasn't. This is NZR LTR Mobile.
KE4EA Mobile, but sitting in my driveway. Yeah, that's great. Was that an FT8 contact or a CW?
And it's been about, maybe a week ago, and I got Vietnam the other day, and I'd never worked Vietnam, and personally, my brother and I went on our senior cruise there, if you want to call it that, back in 1968.
I hear that. I was curious, what mode were you using when you worked him on the air?
Oh, I only use CW 99% sideband some. If there's not much on, I'll just work anything, Dave, and I like to look for something odd, like one-by-ones. I always try to work those, and then I work any special events I hear. I generally contact them, but yeah, both.
Yeah, that's great. You're way ahead of me. I think I've got 180 confirmed. Most of the folks that I talk to that are over 300 have been in ham radio continuously for 30 years. Okay, I just really became active in 2016. I was licensed back in the late 60s, but that was as a novice, and I didn't even know what DX was back then. So, yeah, my 180 has all been since 2016. Someday maybe I'll catch up to you, but I really admire anybody that's over 300.
Oh, there's guys like Bill, N4IQ, and several of them around here, Paul, and I'm sure K4SV and all those guys, they're on the honor roll. And I don't know how many there is now, Dave, you might tell me. I think I heard somebody say 334 one time. But you got to be on a long time because a lot of those places are just a rock out in the middle of the ocean or something like the Spratly Islands. I've never worked that. And, of course, North Korea. And some of those places, they're just not there. But if the propagation's there, you could work them just as easily as I can. And all I got is my own three wire antennas at home. Bill, he's got, I don't know, six or seven down there at Simpsonville. He's got a superb setup, shall we say. And he's worked all of his from home. And so I always try to do that. I've never gone outside and tried to work any of my contacts. But you're doing fine, Dave. They're just, if they're not there, well, you can't work them. It's just that simple.
Keep at it, and of course with the propagation, the sunspots and everything coming up and still getting better, I've got a chance of picking up some of those. So I just do it casually, though. I don't go all out like some people do. Most of my activity has been CW contesting lately. I try to work all of the one-hour CW contests throughout the week, and I just did two CUSO parties here this last weekend. CUSO parties are kind of fun. It's kind of an amateur. Well, if you want to say the serious DXers, I call those professionals, and QSO party people and POTUS and SOTUS, they're kind of the run-of-the-mill everyday hams, and I hang out there quite a bit, but I really enjoy that. But CW contesting is what I've been really focusing on lately.
So Mobile St. Mark Road up here on Wadehampton, not too bad yet on the traffic. Well, Dave, I think that's great. It's great practice. I've never done much contesting at all. And until I moved down here, I never even counted the countries on any monologue book of the world. I don't think. But I throwed away, I don't know how many of those old Radio Shack books that they used to put out with contacts in them. When I first come down here, Ariel, in my 4G, I think we uploaded like 600. But the guys down here seem pretty enthusiastic about numbers. I'm not, but when I got up near 300, I did try to bear down and get that. But contests, I'll go on there and I'll cherry pick some of them occasionally. And I just won't do sideband. I went over to sideband the other night, Dave, and guys were, it was on that that one from Liberia, and they're good operators, AOAD, something or other. Anyways, the guys were cussing each other, hollering at each other, interfering with each other, sending CW on the sideband. It's just downhearted. You don't hear a lot of that on CW, and when I first become a ham back in 93, you never heard it. And now you do some on CW, but not too often that people get on there and jam each other. And very, very extreme little profanity. And I just wanted to tell those guys up there, hey, go back to CB where you belong. It's always the class of the operator, not the class of the license, Dave. That's what I always go by. And there's some extra classes out there that don't fall into that category.
I definitely hear you. I don't do hardly any rag chewing at all, and I'm not on the repeater very much, but now that I've got a mobile semi set up in my car, I might be on a little bit more often. I haven't checked into the net forever. I think I did a week or so ago, but it's probably been 6 months before that. So, yeah. And in terms of CW contesting, I just compete against myself. I consider myself an advanced beginner, if you can imagine that. And if I just do better than what I did the week before, I'm pretty happy. But I just started futzing around with, like, the CQ WPX contest. That's where I picked up most of my DX, so that was fun to see that growing. Yeah, I don't have worked all states on, well, I guess I do on CW now, but I don't yet on sideband, so, and I'm still working. I don't have 100 countries on CW or sideband confirmed. Most of it was digital. When I lived in Greer, the only thing I could do was digital because the noise was so high. But I've really been enjoying CW, so maybe when I grow up, I can be more like you, KE4EA.
N0TR. Well, I saw a funny one the other day, and it says, Dave, KB4CBA, was over at the house, and I showed it to him. I copied it off of somebody's website, and it says, FTA, it said CW. It's like FT8, but for men. That's my opinion. I'll probably get chewed out for that. A lot of guys have fun with that, but I just don't want the computer working my contacts. I enjoy interfacing with people. I love people. I like doing CW. I'll tell you, one of the hardest things in the world still for me is conversational. CW, Ariel and I used to do that several years ago on 17, and KB4LAO, I think Jim, he used to do it with Ariella every morning all the last year or so. I don't think they are now, of a morning, and they get on there and do conversational, I think on 4 meters, but at any rate, it was really, it's really enjoyable, and it's a skill, and I always tell guys when they're learning it, N4ZLK's learning it, and I said, Shane, I said, like I tell everyone, it's all elbow grease, and if you're willing to put out the effort, you can learn CW. I was a VE for many years, Dave, and I've heard every excuse in the world, and guys trying to get me to cheat for them, to get them in to their extra class. Bernice, can you move that? And I just wouldn't do it. I had a friend from the railroad. He was my dad's co-worker over at the railroad, and he asked me to cheat and let him get in before they eliminated the code. And I said, why is that, Paul? And I said, what's that got to do with CW? But I've heard them all. It never fails. And I always tell them, just use a little elbow grease, and you'll get her.
I definitely understand what you're saying there. Randy Farmer is kind of my my hero in terms of CW and CW contesting. I don't know if you've met Randy. WKDFN, I think, is his call. But, yeah, his advice to me was practice, practice, practice. Just get on there and keep on going. And I found myself slowly improving. So I think I can easily hold my own at about 20 words per minute conversationally, and I can contest up over 30 words per minute. But, of course, you know what's happening there, so that's almost not fair. So in your conversational CW, I'd be curious to know what kind of speeds you're running. KE4EA.
Well, Dave, I try at about 26 when I'm running on contests. Very rarely, or on DX, I should say, do I ever go over 30. If it's a big pile up, I'll go to 32. But as far as conversational goes, I don't think I could copy it. True copy in my head. Nowadays at 26, every bit of it, but I get enough to carry on a conversation. But I think that was one of the hardest things I ever had to do. Back home, my shack was in my garage, and I'm an old Navy vet, and everything's got to be in its place. So my sister gave me a big boom box, and I'd take cassette tapes and learned it from Jerry Ziliak. And I'd put those tapes in, and I'd set the boombox in the middle of the floor. Well, that's a no-no with me. You just, Bernice can tell you. I can't stand something like that. And so before I could do anything else, the rule was I had to practice CW for 30 minutes of an evening. And this lady was backing in close to me, so I was getting a little worried. But that 20 words a minute come, and I just barely passed it. I copied perfectly till I got towards the end. I took it in Joplin, Missouri. I'll never forget. And I missed something, and I went back, and that's a big no-no. Don't dot your I's, don't cross your T's, use cursive writing, and that's how I passed the 20 words a minute, Dave.
I stopped. I did novice to general to advanced back in the late 60s, early 70s. So I had to do the 13 word per minute code, and with family and everything, I dropped out and expired. When I got back in 2016, I didn't even know the code requirement was gone, so I just tested right up to extra at that point. But since then, I've been working CW, so I really enjoy that. I think it was Gary Wise that if you're working CW or FT8, nobody knows if you're a dog.
It's in Joe GR. I dearly love it, and I swore then that I'd never use it again after I passed that test, and I thought, well, you big dummy, why would you do that after you expended all that time? And I got to where I practiced with a friend of mine. I was trying to remember Tom's call. I talked to him. He does those sodas and POTUS. And I hadn't talked to him in 19 years, and the other night I talked to him up in Missouri, and he was camped out, and he was an Air Force guy, and he worked at that elephant ring over in Britain, and I doubt if you ever heard of it. It's many, many acres, and it's in a big circle, and all I did was sit there and copy Russian intercepts back in the old days when we were in the service. M2UHC was his call, Tom Sievert. And he was just thrilled to death, sent me a QSL card and that, and I sent him one back, and I never send out QSL cards anymore unless somebody specifically sends me one. And it was great to hear him, but we would get on there kind of like dueling banjos, and we'd start out slow and work our way up. But guys, that guy could sit there at 40 words a minute and copy it, and there was just no way, I don't think, in my youngest days I could have ever got to that level. But you're doing fantastic if you can run at those speeds, Dave. Most of those guys that are up there when there's a de-expedition and that, I think they're sitting there punching their finger on a button and sending their call and copying it on an MFJ computer.
That is popular. I've got the K1EL. I think that's the guy, his K45CW modem. That's got a decoder on it, but I never look at it. I just got it for the USB functionality. But, I know what you're saying. And, of course, with contesting, it's pretty much all macros. And because you know what's coming, it's not too hard, especially if you're doing search and pounce like I do on the faster ones. If you hear it more than once, I can always pick out the call. So I keep working on it and enjoying it. I'm going to have to run, Tom. I got to go in and change clothes quick and then get on the road and head to Anderson. So it's been just absolutely awesome talking with you. Thanks for helping me get my mic adjusted, and we'll definitely do it again. KE4EA.
Well, Dave, right back at you. It's been wonderful, the conversation today, and the pleasure's all mine. I enjoyed it. Tell Mr. Gary that Tom said hello, and drop by sometime if you're up here. We don't get out a lot. I'm 76 years old now. And, I wanted to mention my TS-590SG has a digital mode, and you can copy it if it's a real strong signal. And I really enjoy that. If I have a guest or somebody come over, I can just flick a button, and usually they can make out the conversation on there. But as for me, I don't use it unless I miss a letter or something. If I got it up there, I might turn and glance at it. But practice, 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 and I need more of it. And I run about 1 or 2 hours every night just before the net. And sometimes I forget to check in the net of an evening on this band. 73, Gary, K4EA. If I got your call right, Dave. I'll go run my wife down inside. 73's to you and yours, and we'll catch you down the line. This is N0TR.
N0TR, KE4EA, and we'll catch you again. I'm clear.
Recognize that bass voice, but I'm not too sure.
KG4PFI.
Hi, Don. Oh, it's great to hear you, too. I haven't heard you before the net. Of course, I haven't called out. Only a couple of times to Chris up there and check and see how he's doing. How you folks doing?
Well, we're still, for me, ain't nothing fell off yet. I'm still one piece. My wife, she's still having back trouble. But other than that, we're still one piece. Both of us is the same age now. She's 83 and I'm 83.
No, you got that wrong. You're 38 and dyslexic.
You got that right, both of them.
Well, I'm 76, and Bernice is 75, and And we feel it today after being out there working on the lawn. The daughter come up and helped us out a little bit a few days ago, Sunday, and brought some Kentucky Fried Chicken up, and we really enjoyed them. And the son-in-law made me two cell phone holders out of one of those 3D printers, and boy, he did a bang-up job. But at any rate, glad you guys are all doing good. We're just getting out today, and I don't know if I want to go over to Walmart or not. It's the most dangerous parking lot in the world. They walk among us.
And drive a car parked in the parking lot.
I'll tell you for sure. It's a dangerous world out here nowadays, and Wade Hampton's the new Woodruff, I think.
Oh, man, you so much you being tired out. I was tired out yesterday, big time. We had a lightning strike. It wasn't on the house, but it was in the woods behind the house, and it was a 12-volt lights that goes around my walkway. And I had 12 of them out there, and they blew 8 of them up. and it got the one across the street, the fella lives across the front of me. He's got the same kind of lights. It got his, and it got the boy next door to him. It got his lights. And it also got one of my wife's in her bathroom. It was an LED, and it got it. But other than that, nothing else. It didn't harm anything else except my ears when it went when it struck. It, like, scared me to death.
Well, you'd be a fool if it didn't, I'll tell you for sure. It hit out in my neighbor's backyard last year. Good Lord, it sounded like one of our practice depth charges we used to drop when chasing submarines. I mean, it just scare you to death, make you shudder. But, Don, I got a suggestion for you. I don't know what brand of main entrance panel you have. But I got it. Yeah, I put one in the kids' house, and it's a lot more fancy than ours, and I put one in our house. And then I just put one downstairs on a sub-panel that I installed for my radio room, and it just snaps in like a double pole breaker into your main box, and there's only one wire you got to run over to the neutral, which is white. And you can do that while everything's live and just watch what you're touching. And I think all it is a great big huge MOV in there. And so I got that. And then I have lightning arresters on my antennas, of course, coming into the house. And everything's grounded at a common ground. But that one antenna out there is 265 feet long, and that lightning strike wasn't too far behind it, and it didn't get it. So I'm lucky. Are those yard lights, they must have been wired yard lights, weren't they, you know, like 24-volt?
Yeah, they're 12-volt. They're transformer farts mounted on the out on the back porch, and it comes on at dusk and runs 5 hours. You can set it up to run, you know, all night long, but I set mine up to run, come on at dusk, and they stay on for 5 hours. Yeah, they're 12-volt. But I also had to power put a lightning arrestor on my meter box. And you have to buy it, but they'll put it on for free. Well, they did mine, I'll put it that way. And I also have some other stuff that I've got plugged in for my TV and on this radio equipment I'm talking on. So hopefully I won't get nothing else. But you know how that goes. Lightning's going to go. It's going to get you regardless what you got in there. If it hits close enough.
Send your LTR. Yes, only the good Lord and Mother Nature controls that, is what I always say. Well, was that on there before this lightning struck this time?
No, I added that since then.
That's good thinking. I didn't know they'd done it, but like I say, I've got two of them, and they got a green light on them when you open the panel up, an LED. And if that light's out, well, then you've had a mishap. But I think back then it was about $50, but with Biden in there now, they're probably three times that much. But but at any rate, I think they're more than that now with all the inflation and everything. But I thought, you know, I used to have certain suppressors on the computers and the TVs and all that. I, well, you can buy one of these and just put it in your main panel, kind of like you did on your meter box. And that's an excellent idea, Don. I don't see how you could go wrong with that. But, you know, you could be sitting at the kitchen table and lightning could strike you. But, you know, that don't happen very often, thank God.
I'll tell you what, Tom, that thing was so loud that I almost became a member of the Dirty Diaper Club.
The DDC. Well, that's better than the BBC, I guess. Shoot. Well, like I said, a man's a fool if he ain't scared of lightning. I see a storm coming in, I hear thunder, and I'm out the chicken house. I head for the house. And my grandson, he likes to fish a lot, and I tell him, you don't want to be a lightning rod out there in that aluminum boat. It's a bad thing. We get quite a bit of it down here. We had to hit a post out front one day, and it took out the high voltage fuse that comes in the top of your transformer that feeds your house, you know. And I walked out there, and me and the industrial electrician, I looked up there, and I called Duke, and I told him to bring a fuse, because that's what it is, and it's got a buggy whip, like, up on top, and when they blow, they turn loose, and you can just look up at the pole and see it. Well, Don, it's great talking to you. Maybe I'll catch you before the net some night. I got to run in there and pay for these groceries, unless Bernice beats me to it. She just shops a lot more if I'm not with her. You know how that goes. KG4PFI and 0LTR. 73's Don.
Okay, Tom. 73's you and your wife. Heard that. Hope everything goes well for you. You got to be careful what you say. She heard what you said. You may be, she may be shopping by herself for many more times. Oh, me. KG4PFI. I'm clear with N0TR.
Thanks, Kat.